You're hosting a backyard cookout, celebrating on a warm summer night, or just gathering around the dinner table. Eckrich simply gives life more flavor. Enjoy the great taste of Eckrich, available at your local grocer.
Do you think you're having a bad day? Could be worse. You could be the University of Iowa's athletic director, Gary Barta. Does he stay? Or does he go? 319-366-1600.
I got it! Mine.
Let me have it!
I got it!
Mine. Let me have it! I got it!
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of Eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, Studios.
Yes, again.
Coming to you live from the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City.
It's a great idea. Let's do a road trip.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
It's unfortunate, I think, the trend that we're seeing with transfers. And then you have the grad transfers, which is the worst rule in the history of college basketball.
And that's one of the things we would have been talking about right out of the gate had this been a normal Friday. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming to you live from Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City as part of the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. We'll be here until 7 o'clock tonight. Great show planned for you today. 1978 Heisman Trophy winner, Oklahoma Sooner legend, and former Detroit Lion Billy Sims. Set to join the program with us tonight at 4:30. And Jack Dom, the Mount Mercy baseball coach, former Iowa baseball coach, his weekly segment, Touching All Bases, will come up at 5:30 today. Love It or Leave It on tap in hour number three. We'll close out Race to Win by making someone a winner of $50 worth of car washes. Not to give things away there, but there are only two squares remaining, 15 and 21. And if you don't match them up when we give you the cue to call, I think we would need to launch an investigation into that. But everything takes a side. Everything goes to the side today with the news about the settlements. And we'll get to that in just a second. We do have one more thing we need to give away today, and that's a great prize from Fairfax State Savings Bank. Actually, two prizes, because you're going to get a prize from Fairfax State Savings Bank, and then you're going to go into the drawing along with our four previous winners this week. Somebody's going to win two tickets to see the Cubs and the White Sox July 24th at Wrigley Field. Fairfax State Savings Bank has taken a bus trip, and they still have tickets and seats available. You can find out more by visiting our website, kgymradio.com, and while you're there, you can vote in our poll question, and quite frankly, shouldn't surprise you what the poll question is today, but we want to know if you think the University of Iowa made the right move in settling the Jane Meyer and Tracy Griesbaum lawsuits. They're out $6.5 million when everything is said and done. That poll question is brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. And Alex, sometimes you think you know how the show is going to go, and then right before we come on the air, an hour, hour and a half ago, the story comes out that Iowa has decided that they didn't fare too well, the university, in the Jane Meyer trial. And if they go next month, they were scheduled in early June to face Tracy Griesbaum, the former field hockey coach who happens to be Meyer's partner also. She probably had a stronger case for discrimination against Iowa than Meyer did, and they had already lost in court with Jane Meyer. Jane Meyer and her attorneys dragged Kirk Ferentz and a lot of high-profile Iowa coaches onto the stand. University gets a black eye and then some out of that trial, and it, as often happens, you look in the mirror and you say, is it worth it to make this all go away or to at least die down? And that's exactly what they do. Tracy Griesbaum is not going to get her day in court. What she is going to get is $1.5 million. That's her portion of the settlement. Iowa will pay $2.4 million to Jane Meyer, and they will pay $2.6 million to the Des Moines law firm that represented both of them. And in that instance, things are pretty much settled. You may remember, even though Meyer won her court case, Iowa had the opportunity to appeal. But Meyer also could have sought more money as far as back pay and things of that nature. So there is a little bit of a settlement on her part. Iowa's out $6.5 million. They'll go to the Big Ten Network ATM, make a withdrawal. They'll pay it. They'll move on. But the question is, does Gary Barta survive this?
I think this was a step and kind of a move to try to help ensure that Gary Barta does keep his job, because this was heading in such a bad direction for the school. After the Jane Meyer verdict, Jane Meyer obviously won $1.4 million. There was a possibility that she could get even more money in back pay. And then, like you said, oh, by the way, this Tracy Griesbaum lawsuit was coming up. And quite frankly, if they weren't going to win the Jane Meyer case, I don't think that things would have gotten any better in the Tracy Griesbaum case. There would have been more instances of Gary Barta and the university kind of getting their names drugged through the mud, if you will. And they just did not want that. And if $6.5 million can end this discussion, can help the university move on and get back to the point where Gary Barta can do his job on a daily basis without worrying about making a firing or doing something that might be considered discrimination or might be deemed discrimination by one of his employees, then it's worth it for the University of Iowa Athletic Department.
The Jerry Ask Investment Services text line is available for you to chime in today, 319-366-1600. That's the same number that you can use to call back in to the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Jeff Downing, our associate producer, is waiting to hear from you. He'll patch you on through here to the coach's corner with us. And this is all complicated, furthermore, by the fact that Bruce Harreld, the president of the university, signed off on a 5-year contract extension for Gary Barta last year while this was all looming over the school. And Barta, whether or not he survives this, the buyout at this point, Jeremiah Davis from the Cedar Rapids Gazette has this number, would be $2.3 million if he's fired this summer. And my question, and I know I see it coming in on the text line, and I'm not a legal scholar by any sense of the imagination, but if this is mainly Gary Barta's fault, if he's the engineer on the discrimination train, and this all goes back to him, I don't understand how you could terminate him and it wouldn't be considered with cause, whereas that way you wouldn't have to pay him anything. Okay, you didn't do a very good job. You got us in trouble. We had to pay $6.5 million, of which, by the way, will come out of the university athletic department's funds and not the actual school's checkbook. Iowa basically can denial culpability here. I don't understand how you don't say, okay, you caused this, you're fired, you don't get a penny. But that's not the world that we live in, and again, I don't understand the intricacies of these deals, but he's either going to get $2.3 million and lose his job, or he's going to keep his job, and he's got four more years, on his contract.
So they could not fire him with cause?
Well, no, that's what I'm asking.
Well,
I don't understand if he's the guy who's at the center of this, and again, this wasn't Jane Meyer against the University of Iowa. This was Jane Meyer against Gary Barta. It may have said the University of Iowa, but this was Meyer and Barta, and Meyer won, and Griesbaum was going to win. And this all goes back to Gary Barta. He's the one who made the decision on reassigning Meyer. He's the one who fired Tracy Griesbaum. And I don't understand, and maybe it would be the case now. A couple people have said they could fire him and tell him they're not going to pay him, and then it would wind up probably in court, which then if I'm Iowa, I'd feel pretty good because Gary's track record in court hasn't been very good here. But I'm not understanding some of the intricacies here. Clearly, I'm not smart enough to, and I'll readily admit that. But I just have a hard time wrapping my head around the fact that, okay, if this guy is responsible for costing the department $6.5 million, then if he deserves to lose his job. Look, if I cost this employer $6,000, I'd probably lose my job. $6.5 million with cost, exactly, and I wouldn't see a penny of it.
Not only did he cost the athletic department, or did the athletic is the athletic department going to have to pay $6.5 million? But let's not forget that the verdict said that they willingly, that the athletic department under Gary Barta's watch willingly, or willfully, I should say, discriminated against people based on their sexual orientation and their gender, on top of the $6.5 million that the athletic department is going to have to pay these three parties based on their settlement. So there's cause there. I think back, I know this is somewhat of an apples to oranges situation, but I think back to Mike Leach, friend of the show, when he was at Texas Tech, getting fired with cause at Texas Tech for allegedly putting one of his players in
Craig James' son
in a shed, when apparently that's common protocol for his program to at least have guys with concussions near the field. That seems like a little bit less on the spectrum of costing $6.5 million for your athletic department and losing a case in open court. So there'd have to be cause there, right? Like you said, I'm not a legal expert, but
Wiggy in Iowa City on the text line says, awful extension. And I absolutely agree. I don't understand, and I think if I was in Gary Barta's shoes, I fully would have comprehended if the university and Bruce Harrell come to me last year and they say, we cannot give you a five-year extension right now with this hanging over us. Now, this is either gross incompetence or Iowa misplayed its hand, and they felt that they had the winning hand, and they didn't realize that they were getting sucked in. Either way you look at it, you can't give him a five-year contract extension last year while this is all going. I mean, it's just, not to get political here, but it would be like having an election tomorrow with everything that's going on in Washington, D.C., and having people say, well, let's keep everybody there, even though you've got all these stories out there and all of this head-scratching stuff going on. Well, we'll deal with that later. That was a bad decision. And I like Gary Barta personally. I think he's a good guy, and I think he's run that athletic department fairly well. Of course, it's easy to do that when you're getting $40 million a year from the Big Ten, which is Iowa's share of the television revenues. But for the most part, you know, he made a mistake with Todd Licklider, and he rectified it with Fran McCaffrey. He's kept Tom Brands happy for the most part. Kirk Ferentz has worked out. The Iowa football program is still minting money, even though people may take an argument with the success level of the football program. He's done a good job. And at the end of the day, what it comes back to me now is, I don't think you can survive this if you're Gary Barta. You just can't. You've taken 1,000 paper cuts. And how do you run your department at this point? Say, for instance, a hypothetical situation that you would happen to have another gay coach who is not doing a very good job running his or her program, and you have to make a change. You have to fire that person because the program is underperforming. You can't. This basically neuters you from doing your job, because then that person can go, whether or not, you can look at any situation and say that person rightfully deserves to lose their job. They're not a very good coach, or they're not getting the results on the field. And then that coach can go turn around and say, well, I've got a discrimination case here. And then there's the court record, and you put that in front of a jury. It makes it virtually impossible for Gary Barta to do his job successfully, in my opinion. And that's probably why he's not going to survive this. But he's going to be well compensated one way or the other.
You would think that would also be the next step in the university completely ridding themselves of this situation. The $6.5 million says, okay, Jane Meyer, Tracy Griesbaum, here's your money. Well, let's move on. And now the next step would be a change at the top, because, like you said, there is one thing that's still hanging over that athletic department, and that is the guy who is running it is going to have to make a decision this year. Todd, this isn't a situation where, oh, well, this is a hypothetical situation. This is something that he's going to have to make a decision. There are coaches, there is a coach, that he's going to have to make a decision on very soon. And what is that decision going to be if he has to make it?
It's a pretty good reminder also right now to Bruce Harreld that he's not running a Boston Market franchise at this point, okay? This is big-time athletics, and you made a decision, and now you've got to live with it, and it's going to wind up costing even more money out of the athletic department's budget. But look at it this way, $6.5 million. If Bartik gets fired this summer, he's owed, what did I say, 2.3? So you're around $9 million, give or take. They get over $40 million a year from the Big Ten Conference as far as television revenue sharing goes. So at the end of the day, it's a ton of money to you and me. To the athletic department, it's a couple drops of water in the ocean. But you don't survive this. And I think now you go down this perilous road of who's the guy that replaces Gary Barta ultimately. And I say guy, and that's just a term, because I think you're going to see and hear a push from a lot of people to have the next athletic director at the University of Iowa, if and when Gary Barta is out of a job, be a female. And I think it's unfortunate for a number of reasons, mainly because even if this female, hypothetical female, would be highly qualified for the job, you would have a lot of people looking and saying they just hired her because she's a woman. So then that person would be walking in to a no-win situation or behind the eight ball from the get-go. 319-366-1600. Let's keep it here in Iowa City where we are and go to Mark. He's been waiting patiently to join the program. Mark, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, guys. I hear what you're saying about Barta and, you know, the situation if he had the, you know, another gay coach and a performance problem to deal with. But isn't it really bigger than Barta? I mean, isn't it the next person that goes in the role? Isn't it a university issue now? Regardless of who's in that role to make those calls, right? I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
Well, I think I get where Mark is coming from, but by and large, the university is trying to insulate itself from this, and they're making it an athletic department issue. But this isn't going to go away, and it's not going to go away in 5 years, and here's why. Because if you're Lisa Bluder and you're out on the recruiting trail, or you're another coach and you're out on the recruiting trail, this is going to be used against Iowa.
Absolutely.
Especially when you're talking about athletes who happen to be gay.
And
let's not pretend like they don't exist. But in this day and age, everything gets used against you that's negative on the recruiting trail by certain universities, certain coaches. You either try to recruit one way or you go a different route. And those people that will throw anything out there in the hopes that they can smear the teams they're going up against. And that's why this is important to the athletic department as well, because the damage is done. And they didn't even need to go through another trial with Tracy Griesbaum. It's out there, and you Google it, University of Iowa, discrimination based on sexual orientation and based on gender. And everybody out there now can use that against Iowa on the recruiting trail. That's not good for an athletic department either. 319-366-1600. Big news day today. Iowa settling with Jane Meyer and Tracy Griesbaum for a total of $6.5 million. Some of that money goes to the law firm, which was pointed out to me by Ryan Foley from the Associated Press. They worked for about 2.5 years pro bono on this. They were basically working under the auspices that they would win and then get paid, which is exactly what happened here. So a wise move on their part, but this is an ugly situation for the University of Iowa's athletic department, and there's no successful way out of this at this point. There's no dead man switch that you can flip and save everything here.
I do think that this was probably a damage control and maybe a a smart damage control tactic by the University of Iowa, because if this gets extended and they go back to court with Tracy Griesbaum, and then they have to pay Jane Meyer $2 million more of back pay, and there's an investigation done on their athletic department, an outside investigation, then things get really bad. So I think that the athletic department finally said, let's stop the bleeding as best as we can. You just said it. There is no easy way out of this. But I think this move at this point, with as much at stake and as much bad press as the university has already received, might have been the only option.
Text line says 8365, that money is not a drop in the bucket. Athletic departments spend every dime they get. So that $6.5 to $9 million was earmarked to be spent on something, and now it can't be spent. I'll stand by this. It's still relatively a drop in the bucket, because it might be earmarked for something. You wait 365 days, you get another check for $40 million. And it's, again, don't approach this as if it's you and me staring at millions of dollars here. For the athletic department, and I'm not saying that it's not going to sting, because it is, but this isn't going to have them putting the for sale sign out in front of Carver Hawkeye Arena and playing their games at West High's gymnasium or anything. Let's not get too far removed here. Billy Sims, 1978 Heisman Trophy winner, joining us coming up at the bottom of the hour. Keep the texts coming on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. It's 426. We desperately need to take a break here, perhaps for more reasons than one. When we come back, we'll get you a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Iowa taking on Illinois today in Champaign. The Hawkeyes winners yesterday in game one of that series. We'll check in and see how they're doing today against the Illini. You're listening to the Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn from KGYM's Road Trip, driven by Linder Tire. We're at the Coach's Corner. Back with more after this.
Toyota of Iowa City would like to invite you to stop in now and check out the amazing new 2017 Toyota RAV4, which offers exceptional versatility and is now available in a hybrid, which is rated at 34 miles per gallon in town. Toyota of Iowa City also has a huge selection of 2017 RAV4s, and right now through May 31st, with qualifying credit, we are able to offer 0% financing for up to 72 months on all gas models or $2,000 customer cash. We also have available 0% financing for up to 60 months on all 2017 hybrid RAV4s or $1,500 customer cash. Toyota of Iowa City has available outstanding low lease and finance rates on most of our new Toyotas and a fantastic selection of models for you to choose from. Come on in before June 1st and let us make it easy for you to drive home in the new Toyota of your choice.
0% for 72 months is $1,389 per thousand borrowed, and for 60 months is $1,667 per thousand borrowed. Does not include a $130 dealer documentation fee.
If construction is your trade, you already know the new silica protection standards will go into effect soon. Star Equipment is prepared and ready to help make the transition easier for you. Star has everything from simple masks to saws that collect dust and vacuums that can be hooked up to units with HEPA filters and water supply tanks. Star Equipment is ready for the new silica compliance standards, so you won't miss a beat. Star Equipment, Iowa born in 1968. StarEquip.com.
Welcome back. It's the KGYM Road Trip, driven by Linder Tire. Linder Tire keeps you rolling during all your summer road trips. Todd Brummelkamp alongside Alex Kuhn. We're at the Coach's Corner, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard. Stop on in. Happy hour underway right now. $2.50 domestic bottles and $2 domestic pints. Billy Sims joining us in a few minutes. We'll talk football and barbecue with him. Jack Dom is with us at 5:30 today. We'll talk Iowa baseball and more. The Hawkeyes on the road to close out the regular season. They're in Champaign today. And how are they doing? Let's find out on a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Takes a little bit of a backseat, though, to the news today that Iowa has announced it will settle the Jane Meyer and Tracy Griesbaum situation lawsuits for $6.5 million combined. The breakdown on that money also includes some payments to the Des Moines law firm that was representing both Meyer and Griesbaum. As we mentioned, Iowa baseball in action. The Hawkeyes hung on for a 6-5 win over the Fighting Illini yesterday. They're playing a doubleheader today. They got underway at 2 o'clock. Right now in the seventh inning, Iowa leads 7-4. Last night, Jake Adams hit his 22nd home run of the season. That ties him for the school record. That was part of a third inning that saw Iowa go back-to-back-to-back with home runs from Mason McCoy, Robert Newstrom, and Adams. Iowa State landed the top offensive lineman in the state yesterday when Creston's Trevor Downing committed to the Cyclones. 24/7 Sports has Downing ranked as the 20th best offensive tackle nationally. Today, the Cyclones picked up a commitment from a Florida defensive back. The Cedar Rapids Colonels remained in first place in the Western Division with a 6-3 win over Wisconsin last night. Outfielder Jalen Davis remained red hot at the plate. He hit two more home runs in the win. He's now leading the Midwest League with 9 home runs.
So we'll optimize lines of sight. Check. Easy controls. Check. Zero turn. Engaged.
Gravely zero turn. Pro turn 400. You are cleared for takeoff. Lower your deck and roll.
Roger that, Tower.
Gravely Zero Turn Mowers from City Tractor and North Liberty help you fly through mowing, use less fuel, and cover more ground in less time. And let's face it, have some fun, too. Your mission starts at locally owned City Tractor, just off the I-380 North Liberty exit and at citytractor.com.
Where you're cleared to landscape.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. Game 2 of the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals tonight in Boston, and the Celtics are in dire need of a good start after getting blown off the floor in Game 1. We'll have live coverage of Game 2 here on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app starting at 7:30 Eastern. Spurs forward Kawhi Leonard is questionable for Game 3 against the Warriors tomorrow night. Leonard missed Game 2 with a left ankle injury. ESPN's Adam Schefter reports free agent wideout Victor Cruz will meet with the Jaguars next week. Cruz met with the Chicago Bears this week. Baseball on the scoreboard today. The Brewers and Cubs are in a rain delay in the sixth inning at Wrigley. The Brewers lead it 4-3. Coming up on ESPN Radio at 7:30 Eastern, the Royals and the Twins in Minnesota. UFC President Dana White tells ESPN's Brett Okamoto he expects to meet with Floyd Mayweather's team next week to negotiate on a potential fight against UFC star Conor McGregor. McGregor this week applied for a boxing license in Nevada.
Experience why for nearly a century men have trusted Barbasol for a close, comfortable shave. Whether it's extra moisturizing with vitamin E or soothing aloe, all you have to do is sit back and bask in the glory of your close shave. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road. In your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting ad price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
The ball explodes off your club face like a rocket. It flies across the beautiful blue sky and nestles right next to the pin. That's what keeps us all coming back. Hey folks, Dave Austed here. Hardly any of us are going to make the pro tour, but we always have that itch to play because of that one shot. At Austed's Golf, we love the game as much as you do. Golf Digest just selected Austed's Golf one of the top fitters in the nation. Find out why. Go online at austeds.com or visit your local Austed's to schedule your personal club fitting. Your one shot is waiting. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming to you from the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. The KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. Remember, they keep you rolling during all your road trips this summer. Check them out in Grinnell, North Liberty, and Iowa City. We'll talk baseball with Jack Dom coming up in hour number two, our final chance for you to play and win. We guarantee a winner today on Race to Win in the 5 o'clock hour as well. We're here until 7 o'clock. Invite you to stop on by, enjoy happy hour, maybe grab a bite to eat, and imagine we'll talk food coming up in just a little bit. But joining us now on the program, as promised, Alex has been looking forward to this over the last couple days. The man is calling Cedar Rapids home for the next 2 days. It's 1978 Heisman Trophy winner and football great Billy Sims joining us on the program. And Billy, how you doing today?
I'm pretty good. Just a little hoarse, but I'm doing okay.
And we'll get to the reason behind that in just a little bit. I want to start off here. You are a former Oklahoma Sooner. Their current head coach, Bob Stoops, is a former Hawkeye, and I understand at your new restaurant there's a photo of you and Bob Stoops from 1979 when Iowa played Oklahoma. Do you remember that particular game?
Well, yes, I do. Also, the picture is real popular in the state of Oklahoma. We have a lot of fun with that from time to time.
What's your relationship like with Coach Stoops?
Very great. I see Coach from a lot during the season. And for sure, the state of Oklahoma, glad he's there coaching and running the program.
Now, Billy, before we get into your playing career here in just a second, this team loses Dede Westbrook. They lose Samaje Perine. They lose Joe Mixon. How is this offense going to look next year?
It should look fantastic. We still got the quarterback.
That's true.
You can always plug in running backs. We have a great offensive line, so we're going to be pretty good on offense.
Now, Billy, I heard through the grapevine that you were a St. Louis Cardinal fan. Is that still the case?
Yes, it is. Actually, I was born there 61 years ago. Grew up thinking I was going to be the next Bob Gibson. I was a left-handed pitcher. And Atlanta Cepeda, Kirk Flood, Lou Brock, I wore number 20 because of him. And still a big Cardinal fan today.
What was the highlight of that 1978 season for? That was your junior year in Norman, right?
Yeah, that was. Well, one thing about that, going into that season, I had no idea I was going to win the Heisman. I was coming off an injured sophomore redshirt year, and I was just very fortunate to have a great supporting cast of guys on offense and defense, and I stayed healthy for a change, and everything worked out for me.
And obviously, you guys kind of ran the option or a form of the option. Other than that, what are the biggest differences in today's college football as opposed to when you played?
Well, it's more up-tempo with the quarterback throwing, a lot of passing, and basically guys are bigger and faster, that's for sure.
When you look back on your football career, Billy, your time with the Detroit Lions was cut short by a knee injury. Do you almost look back with today's stories about concussions and the ill effects of players from your era and look at that almost as a blessing in disguise?
Well, yeah, no, you know, it's a contact sport. You can go back to Little League football, concussion happens. There's no way around it. Sooner or later, if you stay long enough, things will happen. But, you know, I never had one until I got to the pro league. I had that afro and all that hair was supporting me underneath my helmet. And the second game I had cut my hair, I get a concussion. I never had a concussion until I went pro and cut all my hair off.
We're talking with football great Billy Sims in Cedar Rapids for the next couple days. Do you think the NFL's doing enough for players from the 70s and 80s as far as with the concussion settlement, or do you think they could probably do some more?
Well, you always improve on things, but I think eventually they'll be taking care of a lot of players that really need the help.
What was it like playing for Coach Switzer?
A lot of fun. It was great being around him. Of course, I see him quite often because I live in Norman. And, you know, the thing about it, when I got recruited, he was talking 30 or 40 years later, which I didn't realize what he was talking about back when I was in college, that all the players that played for him, he still have their back. And behind the scene, he has done so much in helping players that you wouldn't believe that have fallen hard times over the years.
You mentioned the recruiting process with Coach Switzer in Oklahoma. What was that like 40 years ago? Because recruiting is a very different animal today. What was the process to get you in Norman like?
Well, actually, I was headed to Baylor University. Grant Taft was the coach there, and I thought I was going to be a Baylor Bear. I went to visit Oklahoma, had a chance to meet the great Bud Wilkerson at that time. OU had just won the 74 national championship, and I was very fortunate to be on the 75 national championship because of Coach Switzer and the way he really could relate to the players to have them come there and play for the University of Oklahoma.
Now, you came back for your senior season, and you almost won the Heisman that year. You wound up finishing as a runner-up. The last 2 years in Oklahoma, you averaged 149 yards a game, averaged 149 yards a game. What's your favorite memory from your time in college?
probably my senior year, I was at practice, and I just said the week before we played against Missouri, I had a good game, had about 287 yards against them. And Coach Switzer comes over to the sideline. He said, well, number 20 is about to come to the end. You're about to go to the next level. And Nebraska was supposed to win the Big 8 Conference that year, predicted to win it. He said, well, the black shirts are coming to town. They're pretty good. And nobody has put 100 yards on them all season. You think you got one more left in you? I looked at him. I said, Coach, I saved my best for last. Ended up with 247 with a 70-yarder callback. So what a great, great alley.
Now, I want to go back to 1984 for just a second. You had five NFL seasons, three 1,000-yard rushing seasons in the NFL for the Lions, but there was that knee injury that you sustained that it was really difficult for you to come back from. Just because I look at the NFL now, I see Jamal Charles kind of struggling with knee injuries, Adrian Peterson as well. How difficult is it for these running backs to come back from these knee injuries?
Well, when it happened, I was going into my eighth game of the season against Minnesota, at Minnesota, and got caught in the turf. Tried to rehab and tried to come back too fast, really, and had a setback, and then it was basically time for me to retire. I think if they had the modern technology that they do now, I may have played for a few more years.
1978 Heisman Trophy winner Billy Sims joining us on the program here. Billy, let's go ahead and get to the reason that you're in Cedar Rapids, and then we'll let you get back to bussing tables and everything. At what point in time did you decide that you were going to go into the barbecue business?
Well, I'm still trying to figure that out. Started back in 2004 when the economy was soft and people still going to eat. Never saw these many stores coming. I thought it'd be like two or three. Yes, in the state of Oklahoma because of the name and the football that the people love there. And around about 6 or 7, 2000, we're very fortunate to see it take off. And just fortunate to have a lot of great people on staff. It's not all about me, but I got a lot of great people to make it happen.
Now, is this just an instance where you come up with an idea and you're putting your name on the restaurant, or have you always been a barbecue fan?
Well, I've always been a barbecue fan, but I'm involved in it from top to bottom. It's more than just name on the restaurant. And I put a lot of time and effort in it. But we are very fortunate to have the customers to come in and feel good about the food. The food is good. We try to have it fresh every day. And if it wasn't for the customer, that's what makes the business.
And you've got your new restaurant open here in Cedar Rapids on Edgewood Road, and you're there today. You're going to be around tomorrow too, right?
Oh, yeah. The day, I'll be there tonight to closing. Also, tomorrow all day, I'll be there. People come by and get autographs and taste the food and take some pictures, and Really appreciate it.
Have you heard or talked to any Iowa State fans about the time that the times that you played against Iowa State back in the old Big Eight?
Oh, several. Yes, yes. You know, because, you know, at that time period, we had so much talent on the team. It kind of reminded me of Alabama. Instead of rebuilding, we just reloaded.
Well, Billy, we appreciate it, and we wish you the best of luck. And I know Alex has stopped in and said hi earlier, and I might do so this week as well. So, Billy Sims, okay. 1978 Heisman Trophy winner. Thank you very much for the time.
Okay, thank you for your time.
And there you go. Not every day that you can run into somebody who won a Heisman Trophy in Cedar Rapids. And Archie Griffin to this day stands as the answer to a trivia question, who's the only player ever to win two Heisman Trophies.
Billy was so close.
Billy Sims was extremely close in 1979, finishing as the runner-up, and then goes on to a brief NFL career with the Detroit Lions. Did have an insurance policy, which I would have to think in the mid-80s would be relatively rare at that point. I didn't think insurance really became much of a major focus for players until much later on. But he suffers that injury in 1984 and then is out of the league essentially the next year with the Lions. Now, one footnote, the very first card set that I ever collected, even though I'm a baseball fan, the very first card set I ever collected as a kid was the 1986 Topps football set. It's a very iconic set. The border is made to look like a football field. It's a green border with white lines. And Billy Sims is in that set. And when I was a little kid, anybody that was in that set was like bigger than life to me. And you'd flip over the back of the card and you read all about his time at Oklahoma. And you want to talk about a great college football player who probably could have been a great NFL player. Injuries cut his career short. Still, I think you put him number two behind Barry Sanders as far as best running backs in Detroit history.
No question. And it's interesting as time moves along, and I think that with another Detroit Lion, we're going to start talking about it as in terms of Hall of Fame potential for Calvin Johnson. But as time moves along, you look back at some of these careers, and they used to last longer back in the 80s and 70s, 80s and 90s, and now the shelf life of a running back is so short. Go look at Billy Sims' numbers. For 5 years, he had three 1,000-yard rushing years. He had a very, very much an above average to very good NFL career, especially when you look back on it with the context of how long running backs last in the NFL today.
319-366-1600. That's the number you're going to need here shortly, because we'll give you an opportunity to win from Fairfax State Savings Bank today. We've got a captain's chair and Arctic's mug, as well as the opportunity for you to go into the drawing for the grand prize, which is two seats on the bus trip that Fairfax State Savings Bank is doing for the July 24th Cubs-White Sox game at Wrigley Field. We'll give you some more details coming up in hour number two. Another Midwest One Bank Big Board update on the way as well. It's 4:48. You're listening to the Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, live from the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. We'll be back with more after this.
Your building might look good, but how about your parking lot? Faded lines, potholes, and cracks can ruin a good first impression. Fixing your lot can be more affordable than you think. Pate Asphalt will be happy to come take a look and give you a free estimate. They do everything, repair, striping, sealing, and they've been doing top-notch work around here for over 30 years. So let your parking lot impress your customers before they even step inside. Pave it to last with Pate Asphalt. Contact them at pateasphalt.com.
April showers bring May dollars. KGYM is giving you a chance to win cash each day in May with $100 a day in the month of May. Listen each day to Mike and Mike in the Morning for a phrase from the show. Then later on the gym class in the Todd Brommelkamp Show, we'll play that morning's phrase. And caller number six will win $100. $100 a day in the month of May. Sponsored by Toyota of Iowa City. Right here on KGYM.
May is Bicycle Safety Month. You can help raise awareness in your community by reminding motorists and bicyclists to share the road. Together, we can help make riding a bicycle or motorcycle a safer and friendlier means of transportation and recreation. The best way to avoid collisions is to be prepared and be aware of other vehicles around you. Know and obey Iowa's traffic laws. A mutual respect between motorists and bicyclists will enhance safety for all road users. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
If there's one thing the pros at Advance know, it's parts.
Advance Auto Parts and Batteries. Craig can help you.
Hey, Craig. I need an oil change. I was wondering if you had any deals.
Yes, we have 5 quarts of Castrol Edge with a K&N filter for $22.99.
That's a good deal. Castrol Edge is good stuff, right?
Absolutely. Helps the performance of hardworking engines.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, you can't get better protection.
Wow, even better.
Now at Advance Auto, get 5 quarts of Castrol Edge or high-mileage full synthetic and a K&N oil filter for just $22.99 after mail-in rebate. See store for details, also at participating CarQuest stores.
4:50, welcome back. Jack Dom joining us coming up in about 40 minutes. We'll talk Major League Baseball and more. Cubs and Brewers were playing today at a rather wet Wrigley Field. The Brewers are up 4-3 in the sixth inning. The game was delayed. To be honest with you, I don't know whether or not they wound up bagging it, but we can check on that for you. Pierce Johnson, the first pitcher ever drafted by the Theo Epstein regime, making his Major League debut today for the Cubs. In
Missouri
relief.
State?
Out of Missouri State.
That's
yes.
What I thought.
The right-hander making it to the major leagues as a reliever. We'll see how long he stays there. Lots of other baseball news to get to today as well, including Iowa. They are playing right now game one of a doubleheader in Champaign at Lou Boudreaux Field against the Illinois Fighting Illini. Time now for a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. We'll let you know how things are going. The Hawkeyes had a lead in that game. They're now in the bottom of the seventh inning. They're tied at 7. Game two on the way, roughly 20 minutes after the completion of the one going on right now. Last night, Iowa was a 6-5 winner over the Illini. They come into today 33-18. The bigger story, though, first baseman Jake Adams tying a school record for homers. He hit his 22nd last night as part of a back-to-back-to-back third inning. Iowa State landed the top offensive lineman in the state yesterday when Creston's Trevor Downing committed to the Cyclones. 24/7 Sports ranks him as the 20th best offensive tackle in the nation. The three-star lineman chose the Cyclones over Iowa, Minnesota, and Kansas State, according to the Des Moines Register. Today, ISU picked up its third recruit in as many days, adding Florida cornerback Anthony Johnson Jr. The Cedar Rapids Colonels remained in first place in the Western Division with a 6-3 win over the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers last night. Jalen Davis remained red hot at the plate. The outfielder hit two more home runs. He now leads the Midwest League with 9. Colonels and Timber Rattlers back at it tonight again at 6:35. And the state track meet was continuing earlier today in Des Moines at Drake Stadium. Yesterday, future Iowa football player Tristan Wirfs became a 3-time state champion in the discus, outpaced his nearest competition by 22 feet. Very, very impressive effort.
Now, Todd, I apologize for disappearing this afternoon, and just to let the people out there know, but I had to let you know that if a Heisman Trophy winner comes through Cedar Rapids, I kind of feel obligated to go meet said Heisman Trophy winner.
I don't even blame Tebow. Was he as personable in person as he was on the phone there?
He was. And great to meet Billy Sims and talk to him a little bit.
Where would you draw the line as far as leaving to go meet somebody who's famous or semi-famous? What level of accomplishment would have you at least stopping to think about going to see that person?
I would say All-American status. First team All-American.
So a second team All-American. You would go and...
Well, it depends on if they had an NFL career or not, but at the very minimum of a player that maybe didn't play in the NFL but was a first-team All-American, I would think about it.
Okay, that's football.
That's football.
Give me the baseball. Where's the line of demarcation between I'm going out of my way to meet this person...
An All-Star.
One All-Star appearance.
One All-Star appearance, I would think about it.
So it's got to be a multiple-time All-Star. at least two All-Star games, and you're going out of your way to try to get a picture.
Well, how about this? How about an All-Star that legitimately deserved to be an All-Star? Not one of these Tampa Bay Devil Rays instances of Aubrey Huff back in the day.
I'm trying to think, was that Lance Carter? It was always, back in the day, it was always a relief pitcher from Tampa that got on the All-Star team because you could never have enough pitching, especially in those instances with tie games. We got a great hour number two on the way. Also, it's been brought to my attention that they did not give away $100 today on the gym class. So if you're listening to us, I would recommend continuing to listen to us until 7 o'clock because somebody is going to be $100 richer thanks to Toyota of Iowa City. We're giving away $100 a day in the month of May. That's not what we're giving away right now, though. If you're caller number 6 to 319-366-1600, you are going to be today's winner from Fairfax State Savings Bank. The prize comes to us from Fairfax State Savings Bank today. You get a very nice captain's chair as well as an Arctic's mug and a 20% chance of winning our overall grand prize, which is the two seats and two tickets to the July 24th Cubs-White Sox game at Wrigley Field. Caller number 6, 319-366-1600. We'll find out who our winner is soon.
Here's what we'll do. We'll have Jeff Downing back at the studio, find out who caller number 6 is, get the information from caller number 6, and then we'll do the drawing for the grand prize. I'll actually take care of that. I will have put all the names into a hat. We'll draw, and then we'll announce it in hour number 2.
Sounds good enough to me. 319-366-1600. Caller number 6, you're going to be our winner today from Fairfax State Savings Bank. Fran McCaffrey had some interesting things to say recently about the graduate transfer rule in college basketball, and we'll touch on that a little bit in hour number 2. Love it or leave it on the way, but the big story today, if you're just joining us, the University of Iowa making the decision to settle lawsuits involving Jane Meyer, their former number 2 in the athletic department, her partner, Tracy Griesbaum, who was Iowa's field hockey coach. Between the two of them, and including lawyer fees, $6.5 million the University of Iowa athletic department will be on the line for, and we're taking your reaction to that and more on the text line, 319-366-1600. We are at the Coach's Corner in Iowa City. Stop on in, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard in the Walden Square development. Happy hour runs until 7 o'clock tonight. When we come back, we'll take your calls and reactions to the news coming out of the Iowa Athletic Department today.
Missing that spring in your step? Maybe it's time to stop tossing and turning on your old mattress. It's time for a new bed.